Listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Good morning from Los Angeles, California. This is Michael Hayes, and this is Sacred Talk. And I'm your host, and I will be talking today and taking some questions. But to begin this show, I'd like to start by asking for God's light to be present here, for the guidance and the love and the support that can come to us at this time through the Holy Spirit of God, through the Christ, our Lord Jesus, and through all the great masters of light, the angels, all those consciences that would support higher awakening and higher growth, and a greater experience of our oneness with each other and with all of God's creation, and with God itself. We're so grateful for this opportunity to come together, to learn and to share and to live in light, to become more conscious of the blessings that are present. We're so thankful for your support here in this and all things, beloved Lord. We do give our thanks. I also ask for a special blessing here through that which I know is the mystical traveler, my teacher and friend John Roger, and through John Morton as well, who carries that consciousness in this time. We give our thanks, and so be it. So, here we are again. I'm going to offer some phone numbers up for those who might want to call in when we're going to be doing calls. Not quite yet, but we will at some point. So, 800-555-5453. That's 800-555-5453. And another phone number could be 310-371-5444. That's 310-371-5444. So, as I said, my name is Michael Hayes, and this is a time of connecting and revelation as I see it. And the revelations are strangely not always the revealing of something new, but sometimes the revealing of something old and eternal that we've forgotten that we can come more conscious of. And that's really the perception I have of our spiritual life, that we're all of the Spirit, that we've all taken form as an experience and expression of the Spirit that God has sought to understand the creation that God has made, and in the service to that understanding has individuated itself into different forms that explore and experience and learn and grow. And all of that then is given back into God's total consciousness as a learning about what it'd be like to experience the time and space reality that we are all currently engaged with. So, often in these talks and in this show, if we want to call it that, there is an opening, an opportunity for greater awareness, for greater consciousness of spirit. I'm personally very connected to an approach which I would call the way of God's remembrance, which is assuming that we're already divine beings, but we've forgotten, and that rather than having to become spiritual, having to become enlightened, we're more freeing ourselves from the illusion, from the dream, from what the Hindus call the Maya. And that in freeing ourselves from this, we come back into this remembrance of something we've always known. Yet, we could say we've been asleep to it, or we've had amnesia. Any terminology fits. It's something that we've been unconscious to that we can become conscious of. And I invite each person who's partaking of this event to make your request to God, to Spirit, to Buddha, to Jesus, to Krishna, to Muhammad, to whoever helps you connect. And to let this time be a time of remembrance, a time of coming back to the truth of who you are, who you've always been. Now, in my own process of this, I have a particularly strong connection to Jesus, not because of how I was raised. I was actually raised as really as an atheist, but by the experience of my own awakening, Jesus being so instrumental in that through him coming to me and reconnecting me back to the truth of who I am and the truth of what's going on. And I'm still uncovering that. Maybe you are too, so I'm open to learn here today as well. But I am very receptive and very open to the wisdom and truth where it comes. Personally, I've had a lot of experiences with the Buddha that really helped me in my awakening and helped me particularly with my meditation. And I've recognized that the message of truth has been delivered to mankind over and over again. And I think there's been certain consciousnesses that have embodied that truth, in a sense exemplified that remembered state in a greater way, that have had an extraordinary effect upon many consciousnesses, maybe the destiny of mankind. And I would classify Jesus as one of those. But I could also say the same for Buddha and other masters through time who've had an effect, maybe not on the same level, but I honor them for that. There is the one truth that God is love, and we are all part of God, therefore our true nature is love and loving. And the great challenge of our time in this world of flesh, this world of time and space, is can we find a way in both our intention and our actions to choose loving, even when experiences, information, collective comfort are pushing on us to choose less than loving. Our triumph and our ultimate learning here is to come back to that loving and choose to honor it regardless. I personally have a very strong alignment to a consciousness that reveals itself to me by the name of Bartholomew, and was a disciple at the time of Jesus. And I don't claim to be exclusive in my association with his consciousness. All I know is that it has been a bridge for me into connecting to Jesus and to the Christ opportunity. And to this remembrance I talk about, I invite each of you today to come into the remembrance, to the remembrance that you are also loved and you are also the fruit of God. So I invite you to come back to this truth, to stand in this truth, and to be receptive to even greater knowing of this. I'm going to be taking questions if they come in, and maybe they won't, and I'll talk. But if the questions do come in, I do ask the questions be geared towards the spiritual life and this, what I'm talking about, this opportunity of coming more conscious and aware and awake. I know many people have personal concerns about their story of life and maybe their pains or their illnesses, and I have great compassion for that. And I'm not saying that I'm not open to support that, but there are times when people can contact me through the awaketolove.com website, Awake to Love, which is where people reach me for personal sessions, for personal contact to deal with their personal problems. I hope to, in this time, deal with things that have a broader reach for people. So I'm going to keep talking, but if a call comes in, then we'll take it. All right, so we'll start there. Hello, Kevin.
Oh, hey, Michael. Nice to hear you. Thank you for doing this. I wanted to check in. I have been pretty sick for about the last 5 weeks. I went swimming in Malibu Creek, and the day after I got flu-ish kind of symptoms. And I just wanted to know if there's anything that you see that I next steps. I've seen five doctors at UCLA. They don't see anything on the test. They've done like 30 tests, and I've seen three alternative practitioners, and they say they think it's parasites or something from the soil or maybe animal droppings from the creek. And then one practitioner that you know said he just thinks it's karma. He didn't see any purpose, you know, nothing coming from a physical thing. So I know that I've been pretty dismayed about this, and I've also felt pretty separate, like, from spirit lately. Although it's an interesting alternate. It's like on one level I feel really disconnected from the planet, and on the other level I feel pretty connected to spirit, but there's also a part that feels pretty sad about the whole thing. So that's kind of where I'm at. And
mm-hmm. Well, there's a... You know, there's a lot of possibilities of all this affecting you. I would definitely open yourself up to the opportunity of this. There is karma that you carry across from other times where you equated your good fortune in life as being close to God and bad fortune in life as being far from God. And when enough bad fortune came, start to say, well, there is no God, or God hates me. So this is not one life. I can see a series of these past lives where you kind of fell into this dynamic.
Yeah.
So if we look at the Bible and the story of Job, which is a fascinating story, I think of it as a story, but a teaching story, the idea was that Job was so devoted to God. And then the great test was, well, he's only devoted to you because you gave him so much good fortune. So let me take away all his good fortune, and let's see if he stays devoted. And so God allows, let's say, whoever this is doing this, I cannot remember exactly, but there was Lucifer, the devil, or whatever, probably Lucifer. But let's just say that of negativity, and all sorts of affliction come upon Job. And within all that affliction, the voices of temptation come upon him again and again to see himself abandoned by God, and there is no God, and all those things. And yet, no matter how bad it gets, Job stays true to what he knows beyond just what he thinks. Because the negativity is able to flood our thoughts with all sorts of thoughts, just simply because the mind is of the world, and that which holds dominion in this world in terms of cause and effect and the eye for an eye approach of this world can affect our thinking, can get into our thinking. We even have an example of this, Jesus out in the goes out for 40 days in the wilderness, and the voice of temptation, and says, comes to him and says, you know, turn these rocks into bread. You have the power. Basically challenges him. So those appear in his consciousness as thoughts. He recognizes those thoughts are not thoughts of his source, his true source. They're thoughts from something that would get him to choose away from his source. So what does he do? He rejects those and chooses a different direction. Chooses to stay true to the purpose of the call that is alive inside of him. So for you, this is another opportunity for Kevin to choose beyond the discomfort and the uncomfortableness and recognize that everything that comes to you as an opportunity to bring you more closely and more consciously into alignment with God. So look at it like that. Let God, let the grace of Spirit come to you and help you move through this process. Just take a breath. Just go. There are elements in the water that are called undines. They have different names, but undines is one of the names for them. Looks like you must have swallowed some water and all that, because you've got some undine in your system. That's not necessarily a bad thing, but it's not necessarily a good thing for you at this point.
Okay.
So we're just going to ask the Spirit to release them and take them back, return them to Malibu Creek. The grace and the goodness of Spirit. Jesus Christ never forsaken you, even though you interpreted it that way at another time. So, you just had trials and tribulations, sort of like everybody else, including him.
Yeah.
Yours weren't quite as dramatic as his, but it's easy for us in our minds, with the help of, let's just say, things that would want to create discouragement in us, voices that could show up in our thinking process, to go down a negative trail of our negative track of how our life is, what it isn't and what it shouldn't be. And this is, in some ways, more challenging for us in this time on this planet than maybe ever before, at least in recorded history that we mostly know of, because the possibilities of what a human being can have in terms of wealth, in terms of glamour, in terms of homes and estates and airplanes and cars and recognition and health opportunities are so vast, and yet the disparity between the haves and the haves not is extraordinary. We have people who are starving. We have people living out of garbage cans, and we have people with hundreds of billions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with, you know, homes all over the world and fleets of private jets just there that are theirs. So it's easy for us to be caught in the comparison game.
Yeah.
And people with extraordinary health and people that are paraplegics. There's so many different dynamics. And wherever the dynamic is for us, we always have that option to look at the world, you know, the cup, half full or half empty.
Mm-hmm.
So this is very much part of your trial and tribulation. Mm-hmm. Regardless of whether there's parasites, bacteria, whatever, you choose to do the things that support you in health and vitality, but you particularly choose that in terms of your outlook. terms of your readiness to receive.
Yeah, I've been feeling like I don't know which way to turn now because I've gone through so many different aspects looking for answers, and so I really appreciate the...
The answer we always have when we get stuck is turn within.
Yeah.
Turn into the source, which may give you guidance to a certain direction. A practitioner may help you sort out which of the guidances you received is most useful for you and can be worked for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that Undine's thing, is that something that a practitioner would know about, or is it something in spirit?
Probably not. Some might, but it doesn't matter. The spirit's going to take care of that for you.
Okay. Okay, cool. Thank you.
They aren't physical beings. They are metaphysical forms.
Okay.
That
okay.
are sort of the life, kind of the life force of water. So they exist in water. Now, since our bodies are 70% water, sometimes they get in the water.
Right.
So let's go from there, Kevin. There's also a ghost around you. Did you know about that?
No.
Okay. We're just going to let... support that ghost to leave. It was just somebody that felt an affinity to you from one of your past lives.
Mm.
Somebody who died in great sadness and looking for comfort. So this is someone who ended their life in great sadness.
Mm.
So attracted to you, but you've been experiencing some of their despair. So let's let that go right now. Well, the spirit of me, Jesus, help them go back into the spirit at this time.
I've definitely noticed the heaviness that I
take. There you go. Take a breath. It came off you. Just take a breath. We're going to take a break now. And Kevin, God bless you. Continue on with this process of healing and rejuvenation. The spirit inside you is stronger than any illness.
Mm.
All right. Bless you.
Michael, love you. Thank you.
Here's an exciting free offer from Alicia Das just for you. It's a phenomenal 3-hour course called Speaking from Spirit, which includes videos, exercises, meditations, and more. Clear your fears and limiting beliefs as you learn how to speak from spirit, not just about it in your own unique style. There's even an experimental meditation to bring forth divine messages. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com and use the code HEALTHYLIFE. That's spirit.aliciadas.com, code Healthy Life. Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
And we are back with Sacred Talk. I'm Michael Hayes. And so we have another caller. Hello, Barbara.
Hello, yes, I'm Barbara.
Hi, Barbara. How can I support you today?
I have sort of an urgent question. I'm living in a house sharing with four people, and I just found out the one who just left was, it appears he was doing meth. He was had a meth lab in his room. And I know that this was interfering tremendously with my spiritual work. And I want to know what to do to clear myself and the house and people who do the mediation in the house. I wonder if we really need to do an extensive job like they recommend.
That I don't know about. What would be a remediation for
that? Well, they're suggesting that we need to even take out the drywall. And I haven't specifically had them
be saturated in the drywall and all that. Yeah, I don't know. That would be something for them to show you and explain the science of it and see if it makes sense to you.
Yeah, in which case it would be financially devastating to the landlord.
So I'm sure the landlord would prefer not to do that. And that's something that I don't have an answer for yourself. I don't think I'd really worry about it. You weren't using the meth. So.
No.
So you hasn't really affected you spiritually, but there has been a sort of a heavy consciousness in the home. You can lift that heavy consciousness through the light, through spiritual light, through asking for God's light to be present there. If you want to do something physical to support that, I recommend getting getting candles, like they call them hurricane candles, votive candles. They're candles that are inside a glass. Often they're tall candles, and they're not expensive. And what you do is you just go into different rooms, you light those, and then you let them burn and burn all, and they'll burn out in about, they'll burn for days. But you put them in there because they're safe in terms of fire, because they're protected, so they're not, you obviously don't want to knock them over, but if you knocked them over, you might get some wax, but you wouldn't get a fire. And so what you're trying to do then is the ectoplasm is a word for it, of the energy field gets imbued into things from emotions,
okay,
and also sometimes from these toxic things. And this can help kind of burn that up, clean it up. And so you can do that around the house. That'll tend to lift the frequency, which will make it better. I mean, in some ways, not saying meth is a good thing. What I'm saying is it's not the same as if it was somebody, well, let's say, for example, if he was smoking marijuana all day and night, and it would saturate everything, like a smoke does that, then that's a different, you get that out too. It's just actually a little harder. But I don't know much about meth, nothing really, other than I saw the show Breaking Bad, so I know something about how they make it. But this is not anything metaphysically that has to be a problem. You can clean that part up. Now, in terms of the effect and toxicity and stuff like that, that's something different. I'm going to stay out of that because it's not an area of expertise for me. For you, big thing is inside of you, move forward. And don't keep looking back about with judgment of how bad it was or how it's affecting you. You're strong enough in your spirit and you're strong enough in your soul to move beyond any of the conditions of this planet. One of the reasons souls line up to get on this planet, and they do line up to get here. There's a lot of worlds in this vast universe where incarnation is going on. This planet is particularly prized. challenging. So they actually line up because it's challenging, and which means there's greater growth or faster growth. So you came in here to grow, so this is another chance. So take the opportunity here to free yourself and use this as I'm going to overcome this. I'm going to connect even more deeply to who I truly am, to my soulic nature, so that no matter what's in the house vibrationally or even toxicity-wise, I'm going to be in joy and I'm going to be in upliftment, because that's my spiritual nature. That's the nature of who I truly am. And I'm just going to use this as incentive to get more connected. And meanwhile, you do the pragmatic things of trying to clean out the house. Okay?
Thank you.
Yeah. This is not... You know, we're living in a world of just more and more toxic. Not a lot.
Yeah.
Just air pollution. I mean, electromagnetic pollution is just... I mean, that's so overlooked, and that's probably a bigger problem for us than even smog and, you know, the more tangible pollutants. And all of these things are having an effect upon us. So part of our process is adapting to those things, trying to find ways to protect ourselves, to avoid those things, and when we can't, look for other solutions. So that's what I would continue to do, look for other solutions. And let's start with those things. There are other things people do. They do smudging and saging and things like that. You can go online and find all sorts of people, which are other physical things people do to try and create a clarity in their environment.
Mm-hmm.
And part of your karma of why you're in this situation, just so you can understand it, is you have karma from another lifetime where you were somebody who was very self-absorbed. So you did something that was very much to your advantage, but to the disadvantage of people around you. And it caused a toxification of their environment. So that, karmically, that puts you in this house at this time to be on the receiving end of something you put out. If you understand that, that can help you not be so judgmental of this person or the experience and realize, oh, ultimately this was for me as well. Yeah. To learn from
it. And then there's the landlord who would know about it and refuse to look at it.
Well, there you go. That's his karma. He has a karma, what we call the head in the sand karma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely, that's going on.
And if that ends up...
I'm wondering in this case if it's for, you know, just... Should I say something?
Could,
should I report it to Vice, or should I
just
let her
pray
handle
for
it?
Him. Pray for him, and it's like he's good. This is his lesson. Sometimes when we try and avoid the challenges of life, the challenges could come and find us. God bless him. I've done plenty of avoiding in my life, too. I understand that impulse. But it's something I have to work with, and so does he.
Yeah.
Bless you. Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you.
We're going to take a 2-minute break now, and we'll be back.
Connection with an archangel can bring you greater balance, peace, and divine awareness. Now you can experience the joy when you connect to your own divine nature and discover which archangel you are most like. It's easy with a 60-second free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. You'll even receive a report and a video explaining your results. Visit angelquiz.aliciadas.com now. That's angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course speaking from spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.alishadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.alishadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.alishadas.com.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Remember, positive impact. www.healthylife.net.
Hello, we're back with Sacred Talk. I'm Michael Hayes, and we're talking to another one of our wonderful guests. So, hi, this is Michael. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Michael. This is Sandy.
Hello, Sandy. How can I support you in this moment?
I am. First of all, thank you for doing the show, and thank you for taking my call. I went from being an incredibly strong, healthy, spiritual person to being a person that could not get out of bed and felt quite disconnected with God within about a month's period of time, and that started almost 3 years ago. Much like your first caller, been to over 50 doctors, you know, with not a lot of help as to what's going on, and it experientially kind of feels like there was just some weird dark energy that just, you know, felt inhabited me or something, and I just...
Yeah. No, you have a unit, but God would just call it a dark angel came upon you. I could see it.
I am doing much better than I was.
I can see
that,
too.
But I still feel like lost.
Well, you're in a recovery mode. Sort of like a dark, you know, the idea of the dark night of the soul. So you're kind of coming out of it, but you're kind of a rebuilding phase. Now, the rebuilding phase, the lost thing about that is that you've got, first of all, you've made some interpretations about what happened to you. And you've looked at it as, let's say, something very bad. And as something... something done to you and something that shouldn't have been done to you and it was done to you. And it's almost like, my life is ruined kind of mindset. Okay. Now, I may not be accurate what I'm saying, but I'm just telling you, when I'm looking inwardly at the way I pick this up from your soul, all those ideas have kind of been with you. Yet though this has been a trial and a tribulation for you, there's been a purpose for you in it. It was something that came to you and came upon you as a balancing out of karma, balancing out of things that occurred in another time, another life, that this was, it was like your soul's way to deal with that, was to go through this hardship. And you've gone through the hardship and you're coming out the other side. Now, we did, part of that hardship was not just physically and the, you know, can't get out of bed kind of thing, but the defeatist feeling and your attitude feeling lost and defeated and all alone and hopeless. And yet you survived that and went through that because we're talking. So you did go through that like a test. You have passed it. Your conversation inside of yourself about all this is st- still holding you back. So let that go and understand, as hard as this was something your soul chose into and agreed upon as a way to balance out a karma. And you primarily balanced out that karma. The part of the karma you haven't balanced out fully is what we're going to call the after effect, which is this kind of lost, confused feeling and a level of distrust or mistrust inside of you about life, about God, about your fate, and about your fortune. It's kind of hard for you right now to believe that you can have a better life, that there's a better life there for you. But I'm here to tell you there is that potential for you. The more you can just recognize this is a dark chapter in your existence and move forward, the better it'll be for you and the faster you'll have more of the life you'd like to have. It's potentially there for you. See, people don't understand sometimes really hard karma comes on people. I mean, one of the real hardest karmas I see sometimes is when, let's say, somebody's raped. And the experience itself is a terrible, terrible thing. And it creates great shock in the system and wounding, like a psychological wounding, beyond just the physical pain and terror. But it's that psychological thing that's often the hardest part to get over. Well, your challenge here is more on the psychological now. Can you shift your attitude back to an attitude of gratitude? That you went through that and you're on the other side of it. You say, well, but I'm not all the way back to where I was. You may not ever get all the way back there, but you're getting better. So focus on the better that your today could be better than yesterday, which could have been better than the day before. Do you understand what I'm saying here, Sandy?
Everything that you're saying resonates with me completely.
Yeah. So this is time to start looking at the half full, not the half empty. This was something you were meant to go through, but you did go through it, and you're on the other side of it. You don't have to look back and diagnose it or understand it or anything like that. Just keep going and move forward.
Do you think that there's anything medically that I need to be looking at? Because it feels
like
there's a weird vibration.
Well, you looked at 50 doctors you've had, so you've already done that road. So, I wouldn't necessarily go think you have to go and exhaust that road, but, you know, be open. I'd be open to answers. Meanwhile, I do pragmatic things. There's a lot of things that we can all do pragmatically that are going to make us healthier and more vital. And you may have particular areas where, well, I have more fatigue, so do things that support fatigue. I have more inflammation. Just be pragmatic about it, but don't turn it into this great thing you have to overcome before you can enjoy your life. Enjoy your life right now. Enjoy your life. We have this option. When I was very young, I was kind of wild. When I was 17 years old, I rolled my car on the freeway at 75 miles an hour. And I was fortunate. I didn't have a seatbelt on, which is strange to say, because the very last minute I was thrown out of the car, which landed upside down about 3 or 4 feet from me, crushed upside down. So I survived. My girlfriend was in the car. She was thrown 30 or 40 feet and was totally unharmed. It was a miracle. But I remember when I took that first big breath, realizing I was alive. The life that I had was such a magical truth. So this is such a blessing. No matter how hard it seems here, this is a gift from God. I want you to remember that and choose every day to be thankful for the greater health you have and to keep going for even more, but be grateful. In the process of doing that, you'll complete this karma. You'll have more enjoyment of this wonderful life you've been. there's a lot of good fortune still out there for you. So go and find it. All right. Thank you for talking, Sandy. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in 2 minutes, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Here's an exciting free offer from Alicia Das just for you. It's a phenomenal 3-hour course called Speaking from Spirit, which includes videos, exercises, meditations, and more. Clear your fears and limiting beliefs as you learn how to speak from spirit, not just about it in your own unique style. There's even an experimental meditation to bring forth divine messages. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com and use the code HEALTHYLIFE. That's spirit.aliciadas.com, code HEALTHYLIFE. Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
You have too little time to shop, so try Farm Fresh to You. They deliver organic food the way nature intended, delivered straight to your home or office, economically. Visit our web advertiser page and click on Farm Fresh to You now.
Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Hello, Michael Hayes here again with Sacred Talk, and we're talking to Richard. Hi, Richard. How can I help you today?
Hey, Michael. How are you?
I'm very good. What's up?
I've been doing a little bit of... Yeah, I am doing it now.
How are you?
So, Michael, I've been doing some international travel to Southeast Asia. And what intrigued me is some of I call it religious history in these countries, because when I go to these places, I try to, you know, I ask for the light to guide me, and then I go to these places, I plant light columns. And to be specific, I have a curiosity in the Hinduism culture and religion, and so I've visited places where that is predominantly observed. I was wondering if I might have picked up anything along the way, on a, you know, other than physical.
Well, you've yeah, you have, but mostly not so much demons or entities or anything like that that I would worry about. Well, you have an entity you could let go that just kind of lives off your light a little bit. And you allow it in because you've got karma from another life in that part of the world where you were a priest. And in that priest mindset, you felt very much responsible for helping people. And so this thing was drawn back to you because it knew you as a priest. So we'll just give it light and give it the opportunity to move back up into the light and move forward. Okay?
Okay.
That's already happening. Now, you also tied into these cultures, you tied in the energetics, things in these cultures like, we could call it force fields of consciousness. It's like we would say the magnetism of consciousness. This world is a magnetic world, and that magnetism is even in kinds of awareness of consciousness. That's why we get archetypes in the psychology of the unconscious. They're talking about fields of consciousness that have a kind of magnetism. So you tied into one of them in particular that you have past association with. And this would be, we would just call this Brahma. It's part of the Hindu Trinity. And the creative, I think it's the creative aspect. It's, these are like archetypal truths that the Hindus worship and honor as aspects of God. And you have, we could say karma with the Brahma, one with the Brahmins, the Brahmanism, but also with Brahma as something you've worshipped in the past and served in the past, which is fine. And I would suggest to you that you might release yourself from any rituals or ceremonies or vows or offerings that bound you to Brahma in the past. Not that it's an evil thing or a bad thing, it's not at all. It's just, it looks like you have higher opportunity and higher option in this life. And that you have the opportunity to work with non-magnetic sources that go beyond creation. And Brahma extends from beyond creation, but it's still in the higher form. It's not in the highest forms of a magnetic field. So beautiful, and but for you it would be, it'd be like saying it's beautiful. It's like the best bicycle in the world, but you own a car, so you can't ride the car and ride the bike at the same time. So if it was me, if your interest is going as high as far as you can, as fast as you can, I choose the car. Let this go. Learn from it, appreciate it, and recognize that this is a approach to God that you have used favorably for yourself in the past, and it's not to be rejected or judged, but simply to be appreciated for what it is, but also not to be bound to, or for you to bind yourself to in such a way that it limits the greater potential of my, what might be there for you in this life. Okay?
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Richard.
Can I ask one other question?
Well, we have another guest. I was going to try and get them in, so.
Okay. Thanks for your time. Goodbye.
Thank you. Best caller. Going to be quick.
Yes.
Quick. Hi. Hello.
Hi. It's Wendy here.
What's your name?
Wendy.
Wendy. Hi, Wendy. I've only got like a couple minutes, so quick.
Yeah, quick. Just feeling underlying anxiety, even though my life is great.
Could you speak up, please? I can't make out what you're saying.
Oh, I said, just feeling some underlying anxiety, like waking up early in the morning, feeling anxious when I know consciously my life is good, I'm looked after.
You have a demon with you. I'll start right there. So let's let go of this demon you've picked up. This demon has an association with water for some reason for you. So just let this demon go. You had karma with it in another lifetime. That, you fought against it in another lifetime. When you were a religious life where you thought that that was part of your purpose, was to get rid of all the demons so that there could only be angels. So that going against negativity only feeds it usually. So just let go of any judging or cursing of this demon. Let it go into light. Know that you don't need to be bound by it, okay?
Okay.
All right? That should help you some.
Thank you.
And
Thank you.
Look at your biochemistry too. That you're having some kind of biochemical drop. So when you wake up, there's like a deficiency or depletion inside of you, and it when you feel that depleted feeling, your consciousness tends to kind of go down the direction of woe is me, like discouraged.
So,
and maybe he called you, wake up, and you take some supplement, picks you up, and you go, nah, I feel better.
Okay. All right, thank you for that.
But I think if you do that, I think it could help you wake up more positive. Remember to ask for the light of spirit to be with you upon awakening when you go to sleep. Okay?
All right, thank you. Appreciate that.
All right, love. You take care.
Right,
thank you, everybody,
God
for being on the show. This Sacred Talk. Michael Hayes, we're third Tuesday of every month. We'll be back. And I'm also going to be on, there'll be a Zoom call starting on Wednesday, April 24th, once a week, that people are welcome to attend as well. And you can look at the Awake to Love mailing list or my website, and there'll be information about that Zoom call as well. Bless you all. Thank you for sharing this day with us. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bless you all.
Connection with an archangel can bring you greater balance, peace, and divine awareness. Now you can experience the joy when you connect to your own divine nature and discover which archangel you are most like. It's easy with a 60-second free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. You'll even receive a report and a video explaining your results. Visit angelquiz.aliciadas.com now. That's angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course speaking from spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
See straight and save. These days, everyone seems to see things differently. But from your eyes, you can see straight and save. Right now, get glasses online at 70% off at Glasses USA. There's a 100% guarantee, too, on top brand men, women, multifocal, and even prescription sunglasses. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Glasses USA, and you will see straight and save.
Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Uplifting talk. HealthyLife.net.